Hey there, Clarity Seekers. Welcome back to Clarity First. Stoic Wisdom for Laser Focus, your daily dose of ancient wisdom for modern life. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let me tell you, life can feel like a runaway train sometimes, right? You're juggling work, relationships, maybe even trying to squeeze in some self-care, all while feeling like there's not enough time or mental space. Ever feel that way? That's where Stoicism comes in, and today we're diving deep into a practice that can revolutionize your thinking. Self-inquiry and reflection. It sounds fancy, but trust me, it's simpler than you think. Think of it like hitting the pause button on the chaos and getting to know yourself better, deeper. Now, before you roll your eyes and say, "I don't have time for that, hear me out." This isn't about adding another chore to your list. It's about sharpening your focus, making smarter decisions, and ultimately, living a more intentional life. Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started on this journey of self-discovery. 1. Embrace the power of why. Ever find yourself doing things just because that's what you've always done, or agreeing to something without really thinking about your motivations? Self-inquiry is all about asking yourself the big why questions. Why am I doing this? Why does this matter to me? What are my true goals and values? When you start digging deeper, you'll uncover a whole new level of clarity and purpose. Think about it like this. You wouldn't buy a car without test driving it, right? So why approach your life decisions any differently? Take the time to really understand your why before you jump in. 2. Cultivate mindfulness, be present. We're constantly bombarded with information and distractions. It's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of thoughts, worries, and to-do lists. But true self-inquiry requires us to be present in the moment. Pay attention to your breath, your surroundings, your physical sensations. Notice the little things, the warm cup of coffee, the laughter of a loved one, the feeling of sunlight on your skin. This practice helps you ground yourself and create space for clarity to emerge. 3. Journal your way to insight. Ever notice how writing things down can make them feel more real? That's the power of journaling. It's a fantastic tool for self-reflection. Write about your thoughts, feelings, experiences, even the mundane stuff. Don't censor yourself, just let it flow. Over time, you'll start to see patterns emerge and gain valuable insights into yourself. 4. Embrace imperfection. Remember, this isn't a race. There's no right or wrong way to practice self-inquiry. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't get discouraged if you have moments of doubt or distraction. It's all part of the journey. 5. Seek feedback, expand your perspective. Sometimes we're blind to our own blind spots. Talking to trusted friends, mentors, or even a therapist can provide valuable external perspectives. They can offer insights and feedback that you might not see on your own. Remember, growth often comes from stepping outside of our comfort zones. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're walking down the street, completely lost in thought. Your mind is racing with to-do lists, worries about work, maybe even an upcoming deadline. You bump into someone, startled, and for a moment, you're brought back to the present. That's kind of what self-inquiry does. It's like hitting that pause button on autopilot and bringing your attention back to the here and now. Suddenly, you can see things more clearly, your surroundings, your emotions, even your thoughts. You start to notice details you might have missed before and feel a sense of grounded awareness. Think about it. Wouldn't it be amazing to navigate life with that kind of clarity? To make decisions based on intention rather than impulse, to build stronger relationships by truly listening and understanding others, and to experience a deeper sense of peace and fulfillment. So here's the takeaway. Self-inquiry isn't just some esoteric practice for philosophers. It's a powerful tool that can transform your life. Start small, ask yourself why questions throughout the day. Take a few minutes each morning to simply be present, or jot down your thoughts in a journal. And remember, Clarity Seekers, you don't have to do this alone. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from it. Join our community online, and let's keep supporting each other on this journey of self-discovery. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus and never stop seeking clarity. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.